The Man in the Iron Mask.
Edmund and Marguerite have at last reached the island which they have christened the Island St. Marguerite. To their surprise, they find that Edmund's uncle, Monsieur Samar, is the governor. And the next day, in the privacy of his study, he discusses matters with Edmund, telling him that he need not wear the iron mask unless visitors come to the island. The guards who are employed there come from the border and have never set eyes on the King of France. Therefore, they will not detect any likeness. While they talk, a letter comes. It is from Louis requesting that Edmund go back to the mainland and assume the masquerade once again. Louis, in his letter, promises freedom for Edmund if the task is carried out successfully.
Why, this is wonderful news, Uncle. It proves beyond any doubt that my brother is not as bad as he seems.
He's always been hard with this letter. Married
it? Yes, yes, of course.
My dear brother, may I bring to your mind that I spoke of one more commission which I would have you perform for me. I find that once again I am obliged to go into the country on urgent business, and it is business which is of no concern of the court. Therefore, my dear brother, it is most necessary that you take my place once again as King of France. So successful were you on previous occasions that I feel sure you will come once again, perform a great service for your brother and your king. In fact, on this occasion, when I return from my visit to the country, I will find it in my heart to give you your freedom, because I know that I will be able to trust you for always, since you have not taken advantage of your position here in the court. Well, it seems that your brother finds the ties of blood are binding. Perhaps he might even have some regard for you. But the question is, what will you tell Marguerite? You've arrived here, and next day you go.
Marguerite trusts me implicitly. I'll tell her the truth, that I'm doing a commission for the king. Of course, I dare not tell her I'm taking his place. She knows nothing of the likeness between us.
Very wise. Why, Edmund, this means that I shall be free, too.
You? But you were never a prisoner, Uncle.
Oh, yes, I was. By virtue of the fact that I knew your secret. I felt that my stay here would be a lifelong one, too. I believe that your brother wanted all out of the way who knew the secret. But now, with this news...
I must go and tell Marguerite at once. Will you excuse me, Uncle?
Yes, yes, of course.
Marguerite! Oh, there you are.
I was looking out this window, Edmund. Down there into those depths. What a mighty drop. Hundreds of feet. It's terrifying. And yet it's beautiful.
One would think that this fortress would tumble over and down into that cauldron.
Yes. And did you notice last night the hollow sound of the waves from down there? It was a long time before I went to sleep. What's the matter with me?
You know there's something the matter?
I know you so well, I can tell.
I have to go to the mainland.
What?
Yes. A letter's just come from the king.
But, Edmund, you told me that you had been sent here for the rest of your life.
I know. But there's a commission the king wants me to do for him. When it's over, hold your breath, Marguerite. This is the most wonderful surprise. When I perform this commission, I'm a free man.
Free?
Yes, my darling, free. Free to take you wherever you want to go in this world. I know we would have been happy here. I know this island was to have been our home. But now the world is ours.
Then that night in Paris was not our last night in the great city on the continent?
No, my darling.
Oh, Edmund, how wonderful it is. May I tell you now that in my heart, I was a little sad that we were to be locked away from the world. Oh, there's so much we can enjoy together. I realized that on the night in Paris.
And soon it comes true. Oh, my sweetheart, I knew all would happen for the best. But I must waste no time. It's the king's command. I must dress straight away.
And God be with you.
What? Samar!
Uncle!
I have heard every word you said from above this door.
Monsieur Samar, I never realized that there was such an opening there.
A secret opening. This fortress has been built so that all in these rooms could be observed from above this door. This opening leads to my study, a private observation post, as it were, for the prisoners below.
And what a jailer! Oh, Uncle, how wonderful it'll be when you're relieved of your arduous duties. I can say this now with all sincerity. The king is kind. Long live the king.
Vitellia, was this one of the shirts he used to wear?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, what execrable taste. And yet, if I'm to go to this island pretending to be Edmund, I must wear his apparel.
But of course, Your Majesty, to go there wearing your rich clothing, it may make the fair Marguerite wonder.
And this filthy doublet and hose, have they been cleaned?
Your Majesty, they have been washed and scoured. It's just that Your Majesty is not used to wearing anything but silks and satins.
I wonder what the Queen would say if she saw me leaving the palace in the early morning dressed as a peasant.
You have told the Queen you're going away?
Yes. Oh, she'd have found out anyhow. She is in love with him, of course.
You think so, Your Majesty?
Oh, I'm quite sure now. But what do I care? The Queen can be in love with any person she pleases, as far as I'm concerned, so long as she leaves me to myself. And the fair Marguerite.
But she will never know about Marguerite.
No. That is why this situation is so delicious, Letellier. Nobody shall know, except you and me.
Goodbye, my darling. They're ready for me now.
Goodbye, Edmund. And good luck. Wherever you are, whatever you do, I shall be thinking about you.
And I of you.
When will you be coming back?
I don't know. It all depends on the king.
Soon?
I can't answer that.
If only it were tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, I hardly think that. Whatever the king wants me to do, it will take more than a few hours, I'm sure. And by the time I sail from the island to the coast of France into Paris, well, practically the whole day will be gone.
I begrudge every day that we are parted. But I'll know when you're coming back, Edmund. I'll be waiting, high up there in the fortress in our room. I'll sit by those windows every day. From that great height, I can see across towards the mainland. I'll know hours before when your boat is on its way back.
Are you ready, monsieur?
Yes, coming. Goodbye, darling. And remember this. Next time we meet each other, I'll be a free man.
Are you ill?
No, Louisa.
Oh, I was so frightened. I was sound asleep and then the bell at my elbow, it rang. I was so frightened. I thought to myself, Her Majesty, she wants me urgently because she is ill.
Ill in mind, perhaps, Louisa. I couldn't sleep last night. I was turning it over and over in my head.
What?
A conversation I had with His Majesty yesterday. He told me that he had forgiven his brother Edmund, that he had complete trust and confidence in him, and that one day he would set him free. That is not like His Majesty, Louisa.
No, Your Majesty.
I asked myself what it was that he was planning. And then this morning at 5, I heard movements in his apartments. Through that door. Louisa, there were voices. His Majesty's and Vitellius. I listened, but I could hear very little. Only that the king was going on a journey. A secret journey.
A matter of state, madame?
Oh, I don't know, Louisa. But later, I heard a horse and carriage in the courtyard. I looked down, and a figure with a cowl over its head climbed into a closed carriage. Monsieur Letellier was with that person. And then, Louisa, I suddenly realized that it was my husband, the king. Why did my husband leave here in a closed carriage, disguised? You see, Louisa, I am told that today Edmund takes my husband's place. And yet I know Louis is planning some devilment.
Oh, Your Majesty. If only we knew what it was His Majesty was doing.
Yes. I want your help, Louise. I watched the carriage carefully from these windows. It followed the road down by the side of the park, the main highway which leads to the sea. Louise, I want you to take a coach and follow that road. Follow it until you find a carriage painted red, for that is the carriage the king took. It was one that does not bear his crest, so I know that he wants to move secretly. Will you do this for me, Louise?
Of course, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Louise. I have already given orders for a coach to be prepared. If you can change and dress as quickly as you can, I would like you to set out on your journey now. I must find out what it is that Louis plans. Because Edmund,
you love him, don't you, Your Majesty?
Yes, Louise, I love him. And if Edmund dies, it will be all my fault. Because I couldn't keep the secret he gave me.